The latest draft of rules lay out exactly what would and what would not be allowed on UH-managed land on Mauna Kea, something astronomer Doug Simons says is long overdue. Simons is the director of the Canada-France-Hawaii Telescope and has worked on the mountain for decades.
I think it's high time we had the ability to enforce rules on summit of Mauna Kea. The rangers who have been up there doing a fantastic job, but all they can do is really just watch.
Simons says one of the most important aspects of the rules is public safety. One draft rule, for example, requires four-wheel drive vehicles above the Halepohaku rest station, about 8 miles from the summit.
Having watched 30 years now or so, and it's gotten much worse recently, the amount of car traffic that is going up and down the mountain. Now you might see as many as 50 or 100 cars parked up on the upper ridgeline of Mauna Kea to watch the sunset. We never had that.
An initial round of public hearings on the rules was held last year. Here's Jesse Suki, Associate General Counsel for UH, who's working on the draft rules.
You know, folks are concerned about how it might impact cultural practices on the mountain, for example. There were a couple comments about not being able to use flashlights or a cell phone. You know, those were changed.
Under the revised rules, visitors can use those items. Other proposals prohibit camping and the use of drones. UH removed initial proposals that would have affected Native Hawaiian traditional and customary rights. Kialoha Pishura, a longtime advocate for better management of Mauna Kea, questions UH's intentions.
Because, you know, after going through these kinds of things for the last 20-some-odd years, what we think is never acknowledged. You know, if that were the case, they would take action to protect the sacredness of the mountain.
Suki says UH hopes to hear from more people in the second round of hearings. After the public comments are gathered, the rules will go to the UH Board of Regents. If approved, they will be sent to the governor for final approval. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.